Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine, and as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines, all the little worry lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, and you feel this relaxing light coming around the eyes. Now the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even want to seem to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now, and all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy and the teeth part. Mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. Relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. We are going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. Relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm, to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing. Doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper, and as you continue deeper, an even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of the feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now. And as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. Ready to proceed? 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper, deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper, deeper. 6. Deeper, feeling very relaxed. 5. Deeper, deeper. 4. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going deeper. 2. Relax to even move, feeling very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place, peace and tranquility, called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. 0. As you go deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll notice that you have a force within you. This is a force of will and control. You can control your breathing when and if you need to. And then when you don't need to, that breathing will still continue by itself. You first learned about this force of control when you were growing up. You discovered what was within your control and what wasn't. How you learned as a baby to move your hands. They were under your control. But you couldn't always control the big people around you to do what you wanted. You couldn't always control events to go your way. Sometimes you barely even noticed. But sometimes it was really frustrating. It made you mad or sad. Sometimes even making you lose control over your own emotions. That in turn made you even madder, even less in control. It was a vicious cycle. You didn't want to feel mad or out of control, so it was just easier just to try to control everything. Instead of feeling these emotions of anger or madness or sadness or frustration or fear, which are just thoughts that you can feel in different places in your body, you did everything you could to prevent feeling them. Yet it was exhausting, wasn't it? It would be so much easier, so much less stressful to let things happen the way that they will. It's important to recognize that your emotions, your feelings, are just thoughts. Thoughts you can change. Thoughts that are completely under your control.
You have no control over the circumstances in your life, but you can change and control the thoughts that you think about those circumstances. How many things can you control 100% easily and effortlessly? Perhaps it's choosing what to wear each morning, or what show to watch on your tablet, which way to walk. And how many situations are completely or almost completely out of your control? You can't control the weather, or the lottery, or the way a movie ends. And then there are the situations you can influence to a degree with other people, where you can use your control to persuasively offer ideas and make suggestions, but only up to a point. They might consider and even use those suggestions, but if you try to control them too much, as if they were a TV channel that you could completely change by remote, they get irritable and put up a shield against what you're trying to do. Because there are things in life you can influence only up to a point. And when it comes to people, if you try to go beyond that point, you'll only end up with a lot of negative energy coming right back at you, as they essentially tell you to mind your own business. And then there are those times when you have the illusion of control when you don't actually have it. When you try to do everything and try to do it all perfectly. Cooking, cleaning, parenting, working, volunteering, throwing parties, exercise. You feel like you have to fit it all in or else everything will fall apart. But these are the times when control is false. It's a way to avoid feeling those negative emotions like anger, sadness, unworthiness, frustration, fear. You keep busy to avoid feeling them. By keeping busy, you feel like you're in control. But it's all a grand illusion. Your emotions are actually controlling you. Your fear of feeling them is controlling you. Emotions are thoughts. Thoughts can be changed. You can think whatever you want, feel whatever you want. You recognize that there are appropriate times to control and appropriate times to let go. And I'd like you to choose one specific situation now where you know you've been over-controlling in the past. And as you see what you saw in that situation, and hear the words that were said, and notice any other people around you, I'd like you to notice that force of wanting to control, forcing its way through you, and unhelpfully into that situation tingling inside you, as it tries to push and control in a way that only created conflict or unnecessary unpleasantness. And then you can drift right out of yourself in that situation and see that force of control stretching out from you in that situation like a spider web, right into that situation, in a way that's really not helpful. Grasping, controlling tentacles, sticky cobwebs, irritating and exacerbating the situation. And what would it be like to watch that you over there stop and learn to channel your control more effectively? To take a moment to actually feel the emotion you felt. To feel where in your body you felt it. Was it in your chest? In your shoulders? In your throat? Perhaps your face felt hot? Label the emotion now. Is it anger? Overwhelm? Irritation? Fear? And now recognize that the emotion is just a thought. You can watch that thought float right out of your head, like words from a book floating off of the page. You look at it curiously and without any judgment as it disappears into the ether. And then you choose to think a new thought of, I'm okay, everything's okay, with a sigh of relief. You calm down and use that relaxation to become much more grounded and centered in that situation. And you might watch yourself take a slow, deep breath and see those spider webs of control disappearing now, calmly willing you into a more intelligent, wiser state, where you recognize that you are about to cross a boundary. As you calm down, you can remember that this is a situation you can only partially influence. But what you can control more fully is yourself and your thoughts. You can feel just what it will be like to be so much calmer in a similar situation in the future. To see what you can and can't control so much more clearly. And be wary of pushing too hard, seeing the warning signs well in advance, and how you would act differently as you feel this calm and surrender. That's it. Just rehearsing that in your mind now. And from now on, you'll recognize those times when you are controlling a situation to avoid feeling an emotion. You'll instead let the emotion happen and understand what it feels like, label it, and where you feel it in your body. You'll recognize that it's just a thought, then you'll change your thoughts to, I am okay, everything's okay, with a sigh of relief. From now on, you'll avoid trying to control others, recognizing that they have their own wills and opinions and can do what they want. Trying to control them is only exhausting you and straining your relationships. From now on, you'll stop resisting what you are powerless to change. Resistance is friction, like thighs rubbing together. Resistance is trying to control when you are powerless. Instead, you'll look at the situation with wondrous curiosity to change things. Possibilities are endless, and you never know what will happen. And when you stop trying to force things and keep an open mind, so many doors open.
In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number I count, you'll come 20% of the way back into the room, back to wakeful awareness, feeling wonderful and refreshed. 1, coming back to the room now. 2, feeling your hands, your feet, feeling of yourself sitting. 3, take a deep breath. 4, take a nice stretch. And 5, eyes wide open, refreshed and feeling wonderful.